From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Bangladesh authorities deployed heavy security throughout the capital Saturday following an 11-hour standoff with a group of militants who killed 20 mostly foreign civilians in an upscale restaurant. The siege ended when security forces stormed the building, killing six attackers and capturing one. Security forces rescued at least 13 hostages during the siege. Lorianne Walsh Emdat, a principal of the American Standard School in Dhaka, says militant activity has been active in the region.
We've had a few incidents beginning from the fall of last year until now. We've been having incidents of Hindus being killed, LGBT activists being killed, bloggers being killed. And all of them are usually been perpetrated by Islamic militants.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack in Dhaka, but the identity of the attackers has not been confirmed. The new Taliban chief is calling on the United States to end its occupation of Afghanistan, saying the Islamist insurgency is determined to, and quote, salvage the country from the claw of the infidel occupation and mischief. Mullah Akhundzada made the remarks on Saturday as Muslims mark the end of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. Under its new leadership, the Islamist insurgency has intensified battlefield attacks and suicide bombings against officials and security forces of the U.S.-backed Afghan government. This is VOA News. A U.S.-led coalition airstrike has killed two top Islamist military commanders near Mosul. The Pentagon says the deputy minister of war